Hello and welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and I'm so glad you're with us for another episode. Today is going to be a Friday Favorites episode, but also you may have noticed from Mom Talk Monday from my Instagram video post, we are going to do our very first Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award. I asked you who you knew that was extraordinary, and I asked you to tag the person in the post and tell me what made them so extraordinary. I got so many great responses, and there are just so many extraordinary moms out there. I feel like I have a whole new pool of people to choose from for my future interviews. So thank you so much if you participated in nominating people for this award. But our winner for February for the Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award is Robin Smith. Robin was nominated by Kristen Kingsford, and Kristen said that Robin stepped into a family that already had several children, and she also had four children from a previous marriage. She'll share with us about blending their two families and what her favorite part of motherhood is. It's an awesome, inspiring conversation. And then also, I have two Friday favorites for you. Robin is one of my Friday favorites, and then I have two others to share. So first, we're going to kick off with my interview with Robin, my extraordinary mom of the month. All right. I am so excited to be talking with Robin Smith. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
You're an extraordinary mom of the month for the podcast. Congratulations.
Woohoo.
Did you even know my podcast existed? Be honest.
No, I didn't. I don't listen to very many podcasts that type. I do a lot of self-help podcasts and things like that. So I was excited to find another one that I like.
Good. But I'm so excited to talk with you today. Tell me a little bit about your motherhood journey.
My first 10 years of motherhood was pretty normal. I was married and had four amazing kids, and then I got divorced, and which is just really hard, period, mm-hmm. for anyone going through that. And then I started, you know, getting to know people again, and I met my husband, Scott, online, mm-hmm. and I noticed that he had seven children. He was a widower, and I remember joking at a playgroup with one of my friends that, ha ha, can you imagine? We would have 11 kids. We wouldn't even fit in my Suburban, ha ha ha, you know, and just laughing. And then, of course, we did end up, you know, getting married, and and yes, we do not fit in my Suburban, but and then we had Lincoln. Who we literally call him Link because he's the link between our families. He brings everyone together.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's perfect. He's so spoiled.
So how old is he? How old is he?
He's three now, three and a half.
Okay. And so then how old is your oldest child?
He's 25.
Okay. So 25 down to three. Mm-hmm. So you have a total of 12 children.
Yes, six boys and six girls.
Oh, how perfectly balanced is that? That is amazing. Well, when you found out, I mean, you're coming in with four children yourself. I mean, and you kind of laughed off like, oh, he has seven kids. Imagine that. I mean, was that a deterrent at all? I mean, that's kind of a hard question to answer. Obviously not. You know, you went ahead with it. But was that a little bit nerve-wracking thinking, whoa, what's this going to be like blending our families?
I was naive at the time. I had no idea that blending families was so hard.
Yeah.
our family is amazing. It's wonderful. It's hard. I love every minute of it. And then I will cry for hours. You know, yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But it's really hard and really rewarding. And so I was naive. I had no idea how hard that would be. I knew it would be hard, but I didn't know how hard it would be. And, the first time that I saw his, profile online, I don't know what happened, but something tugged at my heart and I saw those children and I would never have told anyone this at the time, but I felt instant love for them. Oh. And so that has really helped me because I knew that Heavenly Father had kind of lined things up for me, that I would be able to be there for them and they would be there for me. So
that
brought me a lot of comfort from the beginning, but it has been hard. That's for sure.
Yeah. So how many children are currently living under your roof right now?
Actually, right now we're kind of enjoying some mellow time. We only have 7 right now.
Only.
Yeah, but we're about to get one more home. She's coming home from Thailand in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Or 2 weeks. Yeah. And then we have another one that's a foreign exchange student in Germany. So she's going to be coming home in a couple of weeks. So we're starting to get them back home.
Okay. So then you'll be back. You'll be back up. But right now you fit in your car.
We do fit in the car. Actually, it was, I was thinking about that. And barely, though, because we have teenagers and it's a suburban. So they have to climb into that, you know.
Oh.
It's rough, but we make it.
That is amazing. Well, what would you say is the best part, in your opinion, about being a mom?
Just the good moments, the times where they come up to you and they talk to you and they open up a little bit and you realize that you have that relationship with them and that you're making a difference for them. That's the best part. Mm-hmm. And you got to cherish those moments because especially with teenagers, they're not very often.
Well, now I can completely see why Kristen nominated you. You are just, I love your perspective and your positivity and this is just amazing. Well, I always ask my guests one more question to finish up every conversation I have. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
First of all, I think the biggest thing is to just cut yourself some slack, to realize that nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows how to be a parent.
Yes.
And that just right now, as soon as you think you have the perfect way to potty train or to inspire your children or motivate them or discipline them or show them love, whatever it is, as soon as you think you have it figured out, then the next kid comes along and it doesn't work for them. Or even the same kid 2 weeks later and it doesn't work for them. And so I just feel like at this point you just got to forgive yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You got to forgive yourself and you got to love on each other because the kids also, they don't know how to be kids either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so neither one of us has done this before. And I am the first one to apologize to my children all the time and
I
just tell them, sorry, I don't know how to do this, but I'm trying and I love you. So
I love that.
That was probably the first thing that jumped out to me when I was thinking about what I tell myself. But
yeah.
I have a few other things if you want to hear them, but
feel free.
You know, a lot of the things that I feel like tips that I would give myself are there. I can't really take credit for them. They're actually things that my current husband, his experience and, you know, he was married to Amy for 20 years before she died and he did a really good job of training him. So
you're like, thank you.
I know. I'm really grateful all the time. She picked a great house and she really did a good job with my husband. So. And you know, she's wonderful. She was wonderful. But, I think, one of the other things that he has helped me to learn is that spelling doesn't matter. You know, I used to have these huge knockdown, drag out fights with my kids over spelling because they really struggle, the Davis side of the kid. We call ourselves the Smavis family. And it's something the kids came up with and we've adopted it. We've even got our little name plaque, Smavis. The Davis side really struggles with spelling. And so it was awful. It was brutal. And it was affecting my relationships with my children, these horrible spelling nights. And so at one point he just said, spelling doesn't matter. Broccoli doesn't matter. you know, pick anything, scout shirts or even clean bedrooms. They don't matter. What matters is the relationships that you have. And what matters is that they know that you love them. And I really messed that up in the beginning. And so for me, that's something that I'm working on now with some of my older children is repairing those relationships and learning to heal and change those relationships. And so I hope someday that my grandmother self comes back and says, yep, it's never too late to work on relationships. It was worth all the time and effort that you put in to invest in those relationships. So that was my next thing was just, you know, spelling doesn't matter.
I love that. And I love that what you said, that it's never too late. I mean, I have tears in my eyes right now. I think about that. It's like so many times as a mom, we feel like, gosh, we're just messing up or we don't know how to approach a certain situation with a certain child that's affecting them. And it's never too late. And we may feel like there's damage done from things, choices we've made or conversations or, you know, but it's never too late. And I think apologies go a long way. And I think that vulnerability and showing our kids we are doing the best we can just as much as we want to see them do the best that they can. And we're all in this together. I think that's beautiful. Robin, I want to be your friend.
Oh, we can totally be friends. I love that.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I just feel so touched. And I'm so glad to have had you on the podcast. And I think I might need to have you back for a longer episode. I feel like there's way more we need to say.
I love to talk, so we can do it.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Well, you are an extraordinary mom, and you're our very first podcast Extraordinary Mom of the Month. So congratulations, Robin.
Thank you.
Yay. And if you want to see a picture of Robin's cute family, it will be on the website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. And thanks, Robin. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed my first feature on an extraordinary mom and the winner of the Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award. So I look forward to doing that every single month. I'll open nominations via a video on Instagram the last Monday of the month, and then we will announce the winner and do a mini interview with them on a Friday episode. So on to my Friday favorites. I have two things for you, and this actually ties in really well. I picked these two things before I even talked to Robin, so this is great. I have a quote above my computer, and it says, "Be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can." And I feel like a lot of days we are so hard on ourselves as moms, and I feel like 100 things can go right, but if 2 things go wrong, that's what we focus on, and then we can let that really taint the rest of the day. And that is too bad, because if another mom came to you and was pouring their heart out to you, talking about, you know, the things that they thought they were not doing well or the hard things that they're experiencing, you would offer them so much grace. I'm sure you would. We have a lot of nice listeners out there. You would say, "Oh, you're doing the best you can. Oh, you're so awesome. You're too hard on yourself." We'd be so quick to say that to somebody else. But when was the last time you gave yourself that same pep talk? You know, when you snapped at your kids, or when dinner didn't turn out like you hoped, or when you're rushing around and you're late to places, and you are just beating yourself up like you can't do anything right. If you poured your own life out to somebody else, they would say, "Oh, you're doing great. Don't worry about it. You know, it's not the worst thing to be late. You know, there's always dinner tomorrow." You know, they would give you a pep talk. We need to be that own cheerleader for ourselves. We need to extend that same gentleness to ourselves as we would give to other people if we were giving them a pep talk. So I just love that quote. Be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. And the more that I make that my mantra, the more I can let those little things go that don't go well during my day. And I don't get caught up in focusing on those things, but rather I can look at the big picture more easily, and I can just kind of move on to the next thing. And the more I can do that, I find the happier I am and the more pleasant my day truly is. So I just love that quote. And so I encourage you to adopt that mantra today. And then the third favorite thing. Robin's my first. This quote is my second. And then my third favorite thing is the blog Coffee and Crumbs. On episode 14, I had Leslie Miller, and she is a contributor on that website, coffeeandcrumbs.net. And there's various writers who contribute on this site, and they talk about life and motherhood and perspective, and they're all beautiful writers. I have enjoyed reading so many articles on there. They cover a wide variety of topics, and I just feel like they celebrate motherhood. They're really encouraging and inspirational, but then also really identifiable. You know, they talk about colic. They talk about your post-baby body, but then there's never an undertone of gripiness. It's acknowledging what is. It gives a really hopeful and encouraging spin on those things. So I definitely want to point you to that resource as a mom. I love finding out new resources where I can go for encouragement in motherhood, and just, you know, as women, I feel like we just need to celebrate each other, lift each other up, encourage one another, and just identify with one another. And when you realize you're not alone in the feelings or the trials or the daily things that you're going through, the better you get through those things. And so that's why I love all these motherhood resources that are out there. And Coffee and Crumbs is just another one of those. So I linked to two articles in particular that I really enjoyed. And those are on the website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. And you can go check those out. But yeah, if you're looking for another place to read motherhood essays, that's a great place to go. So I'm thinking that maybe this will be the last regular Friday Favorites episode. I'm thinking maybe I'm just going to do once a month. I don't know. I feel like you guys don't need to hear from me that much. If you do want these Friday Favorites episodes to continue, write a review and tell me that you want the Friday Favorites episodes back. But I'm thinking that I'll just do it once a month, and we'll do it on the last Friday of the month. I'll feature the Extraordinary Mom of the Month, and then I will also do a few favorite things. If you like hearing from me every week, leave a review and tell me that. But otherwise, I feel like I don't want you to get sick of me. And so maybe less is more from Jessica Dahlquist. So I'm going to err on the side of caution and give you a little less of me and really focus on bringing you great interviews on the Tuesdays and then one Friday Favorites episode the last Friday of the month. So be thinking of moms that you want to nominate for the next Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award. I will feature them on an episode and have a little conversation just like I did with Robin. And I just loved getting to know another mom and hearing a little bit about their story. And I just love that no two moms look the same and no two extraordinary moms are doing the same things and excelling in the same ways. So it just, it's such an encouragement. I love that I can learn so much from all these different moms that are traveling such different journeys. And I hope that we can all learn from one another. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Congratulations to Robin for winning the Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award. Hope you enjoyed my favorites today. And I'm excited for next Tuesday's episode. It's a good one. You're going to be hearing from Jansen Bradshaw from Everyday Reading. And she has a website, talks primarily about book recommendations and reviews and how to get your kids to read. It's an awesome episode. She is a wealth of information in terms of reading. So if you need some book recommendations for your kids or not sure what you want to read next, this is a great, great episode. So tune in on Tuesday, and I will talk to you then. See you later. Bye.